A performance test report should answer three questions in order. Did the system keep up? How slow was it really? And what did the people using it actually experience? 8 metrics cover them: active virtual users over time, throughput, error rate, response time percentiles, time to first byte, core web virals, an AppDex score, and a per URL breakdown. The stakes are real. A Deloitte study for Google found that improving mobile speed by a tenth of a second lifted retail conversions by more than 8%, and Porton's analysis of over 100 million page views found a one-second site converting business-to-business visitors at roughly 3 times the rate of a 5-second one. The biggest trap is the average. A mean hides the slow tail, so read P50, P95, and P99 together, because the slowest few percent are often your highest value sessions. Time to first byte, healthy at 800 milliseconds or less, rises first when a backend starts queuing under load, while core web vitals like largest contentful paint capture what the browser actually renders, which server metrics can't see. And never trust a site-wide figure. A healthy overall number can hide one failing checkout page. Set your benchmarks before the run, keep them steady across runs, break everything down per URL, and open the slowest sessions rather than the average, because that's where the regression that costs a conversion is hiding.